Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
And we're back. Farrell on the bench. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty tonight and all week long. He is on vacation, his first one of the year. 844-843-6879 if you want to get involved. We are getting ready for hour two here. We've got the Giants and the Bucks coming down to the end. Very interesting situation here, Mafia, as we were trying to find a way to cover this 12.5 tonight. The Bucks end up kicking a field goal. So that puts them up 8. The Giants are going to get the ball here. We've seen Jones, not just tonight, but in the past, be careless. With 3.5 minutes to go, there's light at the end of the tunnel, a small light, Mafia, that if we can get either a pick six or a fumble to the house, something
scoop and score.
Like that, a scoop and score, that maybe, Mafia, we could still get this 12.5 with the Tampa Bay Bucks here at MetLife tonight. What do you think?
Or even, you know, maybe if they let them, you know, if they get a turnover here and don't even put in the end zone, maybe, you know, they do the old little Ole defense to try to get the ball back and let them go and say they could get more time back. I don't know.
I wouldn't feel as comfortable about scenario. That scenario, I wouldn't feel as comfortable about. I want Jones to make a mistake. That's, I think, the only way that this... Why are they running? Did they just run the football?
They did.
Down 8 with 3 minutes and change to go.
And no timeouts.
Second down. And no timeouts. Why are they running the football there? What is the Clapper doing there, Mavi? Is he serious with that call? These teams
thinking,
drive
hey,
crazy.
You don't expect it.
They drive you crazy, Mav. Don't expect it. Seriously. You cannot run the ball down 8 with 3 minutes to go in an NFL football game. You cannot do it. It is silly. And now, on third down, they run the play they should have ran on second down, and now it's going to be fourth and very, very short. We've got a lot to do in hour number two. We're going to talk more about the games over the weekend, NFL and college. We've got some big games coming up later in the week. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty. We will be back and talk about the end of this giant Buck game right after this.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
And And we're back. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty, 844-843-6879. If you want to get involved, we are winding down to the end of Giants and Bucks on Monday Night Football. 2-minute warning now, Mafia. And maybe me and you getting a little greedy. You know, maybe we're just getting a little too greedy because we want to get that 12.5. With the Bucks up 8 right now, so we're devising all these plans for Daniel Jones to screw up. But while we're doing that, they have now moved the ball to midfield. Now, we cannot have them score and tie this game because we do want to sit on that buck. We got a winner in our pocket potentially with the Bucks win on the odds boost with the Gronk touchdown, which was plus 330. So that's a good payday. We want to get greedy and get the 12.5 as well, but maybe we shouldn't get too greedy, Mafia, right?
We always want more. Come on.
We always want more. We're going for it all. Go for it all.
If it was enough, then we wouldn't be betters because, you know, then just watching sports would be enough. But it's not enough. You got to have some action on it, make it even juicier, especially in a game that doesn't have your team. Come on. It's got to be more to it.
There always has to be more to it. So 2-minute warning. And you brought it up to me during the break. Like, they ran the ball again. Now, they ended up getting flagged for a false start. But what are you doing running the football? With 2 minutes left, just these teams bother me. Garrett stinks as a play caller. That's just, you need to move the ball downfield. Watch the NFL today. 2-minute drills. You move the ball downfield with the passing game. The dopey draws, Mafia, just never do it for me. I don't understand why these teams do it. But if anybody needed potentially Gallman, I guess they got a couple more rushing yards. I guess that would have helped you out. So they're on the 43, Mafia. Here we go. So we'll try to dial into the end of this game. 2 minutes to go, 43-yard line. Giants are lining up. Here we go.
Again, we had the pass before where he had the off the back foot that he lofted in the air as he was getting hit that could have gotten picked.
Oh, and that guy would have been gone, too.
Just throws it up in the air. The D-back could have taken it and walked into the end zone, but he can't get there in time. So close.
That's a walk-in touchdown for your boy 35 there. You know, he was diving for it a little bit more to the right, and he's to the house. That's exactly what we were looking for. I do want the Bucs to shut this down. I want to make sure I get at least one of these. I'd like them both, but I want to make sure I get one, and then a sack. They bring him down. So third and very long, about a buck 45 to go. I think the Bucs hold on here, Muff. I think the Bucs are going to hold on. They're going to get out of this.
Yeah, they may just worry a little bit as they let him get to the midfield here, but I think they're going to take care of business here. And almost picked off a third time on this drive. He's just trying to lose his game right now. That would have gone house because he had to dive for it, and it would have been touched down by the receiver, but still.
Jeez. It's amazing. There's no middle ground with this dude. He throws a couple of great passes. It's like great passes, like the touchdown to Lewis tonight or the ball he threw to Ingram. On one of their field goal drives, which was a nice 25-30 yard game, or it is just absolute crud and just nothing, and the ball, throwing balls at the other team, throwing balls in the ground. Like, there's no middle ground, and they need somebody, and I don't think the clapper's the guy to do it, to kind of get him in the middle and get him just more consistent, Moff. That's what they need. And here we go, fourth down for the Giants. We find out what happens as he's scrambling around, and he got a first down to Shepard at the 30.
So
the Giants live on, and as always, nothing ever ends easy for anyone. Nothing ever ends easy. So me and Moff trying to get greedy, trying to get a pick to the house to get us to 12.5 when we have the Bucks to win, Gronk touchdown in the hole. And he almost ran. I thought he was going to run the ball again. Bucks, the Giants are moving, Moff. Giants are moving.
They're going to get the touchdown and then blow the 2-point conversion. They're going to make us really sweat it out.
Wow. And you saw Brady before shaking his head on the sidelines. He knows that this game should not have been this close. That's why Brady's sitting there doing that. And Jones actually throws a ball away for once. He had a ton of pressure around him. Finally throws a ball away. 33 seconds now to go. I'm confident, Mafia. I know that you are too. I can feel it in your voice. Mafia is confident here. Confident.
I'm worried.
But you think they're going to score. You think they're going to score and then miss the two. You want to really take the roller coaster ride with us here on a Monday night to close out week 8 of the NFL season. You know, ups and downs and Mafia laughing. I guess Mafia's now moved ahead of me.
I'm crying. I'm crying on that one.
There's a touchdown.
Golden Tate. Touchdown.
Golden Tate.
Here comes a two-point conversion for it all.
Jeez. We deserve this.
Just can't have
nice. That's things. What I mean. How good was that pass by Jones on the touchdown to Golden Tate? How great is that pass? But then the four before it are awful. Just has to get the middle ground. So Golden Tate in the end zone here, and now for everybody who's got and you know who else just is going to end up on the bad side here, Mafia, if they do miss this 2-point conversion and possibly even beyond that, is everybody that had the Bucks in a teaser tonight.
Well, they just hit the over for everybody who had that, at least. So the over's
a winner now. So the over is the over. They needed that for the over. But if you had the Bucks on a teaser, this is a very big 2-point conversion. Well, no, it doesn't matter.
Teaser's already shot.
Teaser shot.
This is all teaser, about most a of, money most of the
teasers. Most of the teasers were down to 6.5. Some might have got it at 6. The teaser shot.
I mean,
shot
if you
here,
have a teaser. You have a teaser. You probably want them to get the 2-point conversion, send to overtime, because then maybe you could win by 6.
What a throw. It's amazing, this kid. It's maddening watching this kid. So many good throws and so many bad ones. Absolutely nothing in the middle. Nice play by Tate.
More than we are is the three defensive backs who should have picks on that drive and didn't get the ball in their hands.
Yep.
Those especially guys. 54, the linebacker that just dropped it right in his chest.
So here we go. Here's the 2-point play for it all, Moff. Will we get potentially some overtime on Monday Night Football? Or do we get to cash that FanDuel odds boost, Gronk touchdown?
Wait and see a little longer. Because we get a flag on the play. It stops. Defensive back
always
never turns.
Flag. Always flags.
Up. Half the distance to the goal.
Always flags. You can never not have a flag. That just got to add a little bit more intrigue. Let's throw a flag out there and make it a little bit tougher. Make it a little bit tougher for everybody. All you people holding the Buck odds boost ticket here, we'll make it a little harder on you. Everybody that's got the Bucks in some crazy money line parlay looking to finish off the weekend. You got some ridiculous 7 or 8 team money line parlay with the Bucks in it. And this ref's got to go and throw a yellow flag at you on a 2-point conversion that should have ended the game. It's hard to wager, Moff. Isn't it hard?
So hard. Makes it so much more interesting and so much more heartbreaking.
I want to move on, but I want this game to end. I want to move on.
Oh, I think they picked up the flag.
Are they picking it up?
They're picking it up.
There is no foul on the play. Winfield, no foul. See, I love NFL refs. NFL refs, they're the best, Moff. They look at the great job they did right there, picking up a flag. The guys got together. They should always do that. Get together.
I don't know how teamwork. They picked that one up, honestly. Listen, like he's not looking at the ball. He runs right into him.
He ran right into him. Right into him. That's tough. That is, now that I see the real super slow-mo.
That guy doesn't see the ball until it hits his arm.
Tough. That's a tough break for the Giants. That should have been a flag. That's a bad job right there. So the Bucks are going to survive. I guess we do still have to sweat out an onside kick, right, Moff? We got to sweat that out now that they're down 2?
No one gets an onside kick in the NFL anymore with the new rules.
What was that, week 2 when the Dallas got a bunch off the Falcons?
Right, when have you ever seen a fidget spinner kick like that before?
Man, I'll tell you, for the game that looked like it was going to be absolute garbage all week and this morning, it ended up being a pretty good game. Came down to the end, everything that you want. Now with 28 seconds left, you're just hoping that the Bucks pick up this onside kick and we move on. And when we come back, we'll start to get in all the other games this weekend. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty, Pharrell on the bench on a Monday night. We roll on right after this.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life. So I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High, and Mafia in for Scotty. He is off all week on vacation. 844-843-6879. The Tampa Bay Bucks hold on for the 25-23 win over the Giants on Monday Night Football at MetLife. It was a sweat all the way down to the end. If you had the Giants plus the 12.5, you are a winner. If you had the over 45, even 46, you are a winner. So nice job all around. And Mafia, did you see Judge? He was hot. Judge went right at the refs. He was giving him the business through the face mask, the whole deal. Probably got a little job there on that two-point conversion, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not just saying, you know, I'm saying that as a guy who was waiting for the Buccaneers to win that game. I need them to win that game. So, you know, I can see that that was a terrible pickup by them. I don't know what they were thinking. There was so many times that they throw flags and you're like, I don't know what they're thinking for them to throw it. And you're like, all right, and that makes sense. And then they pick it up. I just don't know how that happened. And I think right around the same time, like, they're showing stats of like that ref has done like 3 Super Bowls or something. And I'm like, how? Because that was obviously pass interference. He ran through the guy, didn't know the ball was coming until they hit him, and somehow they pick up the flag. I don't get it.
Yeah, it's strange, but Bucks win, and that's all that matters to us. We, of course, had the Gronk TD and the Bucks odds boost on FanDuel, so good job there. I didn't do very well with anything else, Moff, that's for sure. I don't know if you did. I had Jones 62.5, not even close. I had Jones a touchdown prop with Jones, no good, so... Props weren't great for me, but that odds boost saved me. Do you have anything else besides that?
No, I just had the spread and the odds boost. I stayed away from all the props this week. I didn't have time to look into them. Too much wedding stuff going on that I'm like, you know what? Just bet what I know and not get too deep into the weeds, which was good because, you know, between the Titans and the Packers yesterday, I would have lost a whole lot more if I even jumped on the props market.
Yeah, I did a lot yesterday in the props. I've been going heavier with the props lately than actually playing the games, especially on these primetime games. I feel like I go more props than playing sides, but I like the Bucks so much in this game that I ended up playing the side along with a bunch of props, so that does not go well for me. And Moff, that's the last live action me and you will have the next couple of nights. You know, you kind of get into this spot now. We got no NBA, no MLB, no NHL. We just have football. So we got no football
on Wednesday. This week, so just one day.
Oh, I was just going to say that. Wednesday we start it back up. It is Maction time, Mafia. We've got 6 Mac games on Wednesday night, and I'm going to only bet half of them. Is that okay? I'm going to bet half the Mac games. I'm going to pick the 3 Mac games that I like the most, and I'm going to bet those. That's how I'm going to attack Wednesday night, Mafia, because we got nothing tomorrow, so I got to attack Wednesday with the Mac.
That's okay. I'm going to bet all the ones that I like, which is 0, because it's the Mac. I haven't gotten in the Mountain West. I'm not getting in the Mac. It's hard enough to do the big program this year with everything going on.
Getting to the Mountain West. I mean, I sat there on Saturday night. Thank God the clocks went back, because I had a little action on the Nevada-UNLV game, sitting there on the couch. And the game, you know, kicks off at 10:35 East. And I'm sitting there and I'm making it through. Like, I kind of stayed awake to a point where I finally was like comfortable that Nevada was going to be able to finish off this 4-team teaser that I had rolling on Saturday night. So but the game ended. It was at least 4.5 hour game. The clock, I got to 2 a.m. It went back to 1 a.m. I think that it finally ended about 1:35, which would have been 2:35, you know, the whole deal with that. So I'm all in on that. So this is what you'll do this Wednesday, Mafia, because now after this week, they're going to be playing on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, the Mac. So what you'll do is you'll watch these games on Wednesday. You'll get yourself a feel for all these Mac teams. So that way, next week on Tuesday and Wednesday, you can jump in the action with Central Michigan and Buffalo and Akron and all the great teams that they have in the MAC. How about that?
Sure. We'll see how that goes.
I'm going to try to talk you into it. I'll tell you which one I like the best on Wednesday afternoon, and you can find a spot for the MAC on Wednesday night.
Next Tuesday and Wednesday, I'm going to be so knee-deep in wedding planning the last days before I get married that I'm not even going to know what day it is.
Mafia,
what games are being played.
Mafia now less than 2 weeks away from the big day, which is coming up.
My breath with every moment.
Week from Saturday. I know. I feel for you. You've got a very tough situation here with everything that's going on in the world, in New Jersey, that you literally, and this is an awful spot for you. You literally, and I'm going to knock on wood right here, you know, you don't know. I mean, 48 hours before the event, Governor Murphy could say, you know, nobody can have anything, which is, I feel for you. It's an impossible spot you're in right now.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, the leader of the band called me today. That, you know, it's supposed to be like the final payment this week. And he's like, you know what? Let's just wait till next week just to make sure we're actually going to have an event next week. So I don't know. At this point, I think my fiance would prefer we just do this, you know, ceremony, forget the reception till later. But, you know, who knows?
And my man, and I know we said we don't got anything tomorrow. My man, Ian, in the chat, the church, as Pharrell likes to say, he's right. You know, we got plenty of Champions League soccer, but that's in the afternoon, Ian. You know, that's in the afternoon. When me and Mafia are doing the bench here the rest of this week, we need some beaks at night. We need something going on at night. And there definitely isn't anything for us to bet on tomorrow night, Mafia. That's for sure. Tomorrow night will be spent looking ahead. We won't be betting on anything tomorrow night. We'll be looking ahead tomorrow, and then we'll get involved with the MAC coming up on Wednesday. So, but like I said, for you, I feel for you. I hope that everything is going to turn out good. I hope that I'm going to be able to get into New Jersey, hopefully not going to have some kind of curfew where I'm going to have to be back in New York by, 8:55 at night.
So you might get here and not be allowed back. Just smuggle you back on some, boats through the Sound.
It's going to be, I think that everything's going to go well for you. Hopefully the next day is when they decide to make any changes that they can make. Let's hit a couple of these other games from Sunday. Well, I got to tell you, Moff, I was surprised with the Raiders. You know, the Raiders, that was a tough win for them. And maybe the Browns aren't that good and they're a bit of a paper tiger and they haven't really beat anybody. But for the Raiders, we played like five cuts of Gruden last week talking about how he wanted to be tough and he wanted his team to play in cold weather and he wanted his run game back and he wanted his defense. And it really seemed like his team responded in Cleveland yesterday and got it done. Nice job by the Raiders.
I was riding the Browns in that game. I thought that the Raiders had kind of reached their peak and maybe were coming back down the other side. Obviously, Jacobs is a great running back, but I thought with the COVID issues they had a couple weeks ago, with the Carr's kind of been up and down, I thought that this was a game, in Cleveland, bad weather, gusty winds, cold, that, it'd be something that Mayfield could just hand the ball off and they could just run it and try to win that way and throw, a couple passes here and there. I wasn't worried about Beckham being out because, half the games they haven't even used him. So I thought they'd still be okay, and get Myles Garrett up in the face of Carr, have him make some mistakes. But, they did their thing. And then especially their defense shut down Mayfield and the Browns completely. Only 6 points is pretty pathetic for them. Those high-flying offense are supposed to have all these weapons. Don't give me that Chubb's out. Don't give me that OBJ's out. They're supposed to have, guys upon guys to rely on in the offense, and they just don't use them. So I was very surprised the way that game went. I mean, I shouldn't be too surprised because it is the Browns, and every time you think they're good, they choke and fall flat on their face. But still, I thought against the Raiders, they would have had a better performance yesterday. At the very least, I thought they would put up some more points. Maybe, like a 2017 loss or something like that, not 16-6.
And you're getting to the point now where you're starting to see like that little bit of separation, like both in the NFC and the AFC. Like there's an extra playoff team this year. There's going to be 7 playoff teams. And like in the AFC, like there's a clear line at 9. And it kind of seems like it's going to be 3 teams in the AFC for 1 spot. And that's the 2 teams that played yesterday, which makes that Raider win huge, because now if they ended up tied with Cleveland, let's say for that 7th spot, they would get it out over them, having that head-to-head tiebreaker. But it seems like, Moff, the Raiders, Cleveland, and Miami are kind of those 3 teams right now that are in the 7-8-9 area in the AFC. And the Browns have a fairly easy schedule the rest of the way. The Raiders, a little tougher, You know, they're at the Chargers next week. They've still got the Broncos, Chiefs. They got a lot of division games. They're at Atlanta. They're at the Jets. They play the Colts, who's another team in the mix. And they play the Dolphins. That could be a huge game, Mafia. Christmas weekend. Vegas and Miami play. That could be a huge one right there. Huge game.
Yeah, it definitely could. And, you know, you talk about that. The seventh spot. I mean, right now they put out that proposal today that maybe they'll do eight teams if we start to lose some games. And I'll tell you, one team that definitely hopes that happens is Cleveland, because all this talk about we're going to be in the playoffs starting to slip away, especially as, you know, the Baltimore's and Pittsburgh's pull away. And, you know, some of these other teams in the AFC start to, you know, get more in the mix. Like you said, the Raiders and, you know, maybe even, you know, some of these teams further down the line that kind of we've started writing off that are starting to get some life. You know, who knows? Maybe even Cincinnati starts to sneak up on them if they put a couple, you know, wins together here or there. Probably not, but, you know, they're playing a lot better than the Browns seem to be at times. So,
yeah,
they're definitely hoping for that. I bet Haslam, you know, is trying to vote as much as he can. You know, forget the general election. He's trying to vote in that election more than once to get the Browns at eighth spot.
No, there's no question about that. The Bengals have been tricky. We talked about them earlier. The Dolphins are the other team. That was such a weird game yesterday with the Dolphins, because Tua throws for like 92 yards. He does have a touchdown pass. They had a defensive touchdown. They had a punt return touchdown. And the Rams outgained them by like 300 plus yards, and they won the game by 11 points. Very strange game for the Dolphins, Mafia.
Terrible game for the Rams. I mean, I thought that the Rams were going to come in there and that, you know, they were going to get in his face. Aaron Donald was going to make him, you know, eat his words on the game one, make the kid, you know, welcome to the NFL moment. And instead, it looked like Goff was making his first start. The way that Dolphins defense was in his face with the picks, the fumbles, he was just absolutely terrible. It's another team we cannot seem to get a beat on. Every time you believe in them and think they're good and they have put on a great performance, then they go do something like that. I mean, they've been great on the East Coast and they just looked awful, like they were a 1-5 team yesterday.
The Rams are another team, Mafia. I don't care who they play in the playoffs. I will be betting against them. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High, and Mafia. We'll be back with more. And we're back. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty this week. He is on vacation. 844-843-6879 if you want to get involved. Bucks with a 2-point win over the Giants on Monday Night Football. So that one was a close one down to the end. That pregame 12.5-point spread. A lot closer than that, that's for sure. A couple others from this weekend, Moff. And then maybe we'll try to fly through a couple of the college games that happened, because there were some pretty good ones. The Chargers are like, there's two teams, Mafia, that bother me the most that it's so hard to bet on, and it's the Chargers and the Lions. Because the Chargers and the Lions, they're that team when they are a home favorite, you can never depend on them. And it seems like when they're a home dog, like, you know, you could sometimes, they show up out of nowhere when you think they're going to lose and make it happen. That's what I thought the Lions were going to do yesterday, and they ended up getting whacked by the Colts at home. And the Chargers, as a road favorite, once again, don't get it done. They blow a huge lead. I mean, they're up 24-3, whatever it was. And they end up losing in Denver on a last second lock touchdown. The Chargers and the Lions are two teams, Mafia, that I just, you really got to stay away from. They're just way too erratic.
Yeah, the Lions bit me on that one, because I thought that they were going to, like you said, you know, a close game, maybe even win it. I thought that was going to be a tight game throughout. And I don't know, Philip Rivers looked pretty bad for the most part in India. I don't think he's looked good. Yeah. I thought, you know, they've gotten some wins, but it's been more on the back of Taylor, the defense. Even the, you know, passes that he made yesterday, those ones to Hines, like, it wasn't because he made some great pass. Like, he had to caught and pirouette and somehow dive into the end zone all in one play. Like, that was all Hines. That was not a great play by Philip Rivers. That's just like a bail me, alley-oop, please take this and do something with it pass. And he just turns it into gold. It's very frustrating with the Lions. Like you said, when you believe in them, they bite you. When you say, you know what, they're going to get blown out this game, they make it tight, or they come back and win. It's just ridiculous sometimes with them. You cannot, you know, figure them out. And the Chargers, I just stay away from. I don't touch the Chargers at all. I did in the beginning of the season. I think it was the second game that you had Herbert in there because he looked so good the first one. I'm like, oh, he's going to do great this one. And I think that was the Panther game. the third game of the season, where his second start, where they're playing the Panthers. The Panthers are coming out west.
Yeah.
This Panthers team's bad. He can look incredible to start against Kansas City, and then they get smoked by the Carolina Panthers. I'm like, what is going on here? So I stayed away from them ever since. I will not go near them.
Yeah, those are two teams. They're just – they're so hard to figure. They're absolute stayaways. Impossible to play them. The Saints win 26-23 overtime win over the Bears. Bit of a struggle for them. They had a lead in the fourth quarter, 10 points. They gave it up. Bears couldn't get it done. I actually thought for a while it was so slow in the OT. I thought you might get a tie yesterday. But Kamara is the answer. Me and Irizarry talked about this today too, Moff, on Coast to Coast. You know, it's scary with Breeze now if they're down a few points, because he cannot move the football down the field the way that you need to when you're trailing. But having Kamara is such a weapon, because it allows Breeze to still do the dump offs, and Kamara can make so much happen out on the field that he can just dump it off to him, and Kamara takes care of the rest. That's kind of was the recipe for the Saints yesterday.
Yeah, that's been the recipe for a couple games. You know, if he's there, they have a chance. Obviously, with, you know, Thomas out and Sanders out and some of these other receivers on the team out, whether it be injured or COVID, or, you know, they've had a bunch of different things happen to their receiving core. You know, that plus his noodle arm right now, you're like, well, this is going to be an iffy game, especially going into Chicago yesterday, where, you know, you had four or five games yesterday where it's freezing cold weather and like 20 plus, you know, mile an hour winds, especially in the Midwest. You know, it was the Green Bay, Chicago, Cleveland games all, and then the Buffalo game, I think, had that, you know, possible issue as well. Those were all ones I had looked at pregame, which I'm not usually big into that. But, you know, when you heard Kaplan talking about how much the wind was going to affect these games, I'm like, all right, let me check these out. And that was one where I'm like, all right, they might not be able to throw it deep much. But, you know, that being said, you're not going to do that with Breeze right now anyway. All you can do is throw it to Kamara and, you know, in the flat and a screen and, you know, whatever you need to do with him and let him get some room and make some magic happen. But I knew that the Bears defense was good enough to hold them down and not let them do too much, knowing that, hey, we don't have to worry about all these guys getting behind us. We just have to worry about this guy behind, you know, in front of us, and hope he only breaks two tackles instead of five. So I knew they were going to play it safer, tighter. I thought it was going to be a good game. It ended up being one. And again, as I said before, I was more worried when the Bears tied it than anything else, because I had to, you know, get in the 5.5, and all of a sudden they kicked the field goal tied. I'm like, oh no, this is going to go to overtime, and the Saints are going to score a touchdown and cover, you know, by half a hook here. So I was worried about that, but, you know, they hold on and they again make them work hard and get the field goal win. So it was a good game, you know, and that's that's what I expected. I don't know if that's what everyone expected. Obviously, some people are going to look at it and be like, oh, the Saints, they should blow them out. But it's not the case. They're not the same Saints at all. They're not the high-flying team that they used to be. And Foles took some good chances here. You know, Foles looked better in that game than he has in some of these other ones. You know, the deep pass he threw to Robinson late in the game I liked. You know, he's the difference is, that's what I talked to Scott last week on the radio show, is, you know, Foles and Trubisky are the same in a lot of sense. Like, they're kind of the same talent level. The difference is Foles will take a chance. He'll take some deep shots. Yeah. And sometimes they work out, sometimes they don't. But Trubisky never does that. Trubisky's always looking for the check down or the throwaway. He's never looking to open it up and just take a shot to try to win the game. And that's what holds them back. And that's why you got to keep rolling with Foles.
Yeah, and you know how I feel. I think Nagy's awful. His play calling is embarrassing. Like, even yesterday, Foles made a couple of plays, got them some first downs, and Nagy would follow it up by, you know, a couple of runs into the line on first and second down, just not giving them a chance when it looked like they were moving the football. And that was another game for me yesterday, Moff, where I pushed back at the line was the over-under, the total was dropping, again, because of this myth that, you know, these cold weather games can't go over. You know, everybody, you see the line just starts going down. It got to 40.5 about 10 minutes before kickoff. And I said, you know what? I'm playing the over. Like, there's too many of these games go over now. And sure enough, I had to scratch it out to the end. But sure enough, we end up hitting the over. I got it at 40.5. So nice job. Another game that went over. And this is a team that never has a problem getting over these totals, is Seattle Mafia. And I think there's three teams that we could put in the class. How we talked earlier in the show in the first hour about how whenever everybody starts to get high on a team, they end up having a couple of bad performances. I think that the three teams that you can't say that this year is Kansas City. You know how great they are. Even the one game they lost, they've played great since then. Pittsburgh, they haven't lost a game yet. You can't put them there. And the third one is Seattle. They have one loss, which was last week to Arizona. It was a 37-34 overtime game. And they came back and they take care of business against the 49ers. Seattle, really good squad. The overs just cash at a great rate. Once again, you know, 37-27. Game gets into the 60s. You love to see it. Russell Wilson playing outstanding. He's minus money for the MVP right now, which is hard to believe in week 8. Next week, Moff, by the way, Seattle at Buffalo. Maybe, can I get the Seattle slip up next week, Moff? What do you think? Can we get the week where Seattle maybe slips up when they go to the B-Lo on Sunday? How about that?
You know, that's so interesting right now because Seattle's, you know, you get the good Buffalo defense against the great Seattle offense, and then the struggling Buffalo offense against the struggling Seattle defense
anymore. They ain't so good on defense. I'm nervous about Russell Wilson and DK Metcalf and that crew coming into Buffalo next week.
Donkey Kong going to come in there and destroy you. He's like throwing everybody around. That DK Metcalf is ridiculous. The way that guy is just, you know, he's just so much bigger and then so much faster. That play where he catches the ball, they, you know, takes a little, you know, jab step out to get around the linebacker and then just catches the corner and goes for another 40 yards. You're like, how does that turn into a touchdown? That should be, you know, a catch dropped at the 30, and then you go, okay, first down, keep going. But that guy's just so big. And then the catch after the touchdown catch where, you know, Russell Wilson probably shouldn't even throw it in there, and he does. And somehow this guy gets two hands on it with the guy draped all over him. He's just so, you know, big, strong, fast. Like he's, if you're building a prototypical wide receiver, this guy is it right now, and he is incredible and making Russell Wilson even better because, you know, he's also always been great. He's always been able to make things happen with very little, and now he has a talent that's a lot. You know, that's one of the best right now in the game, I would say. And I don't know if, you know, people are giving him enough respect. You know, people are talking about how good he is. I don't know. I'd put him top five in the game right now this season the way he's playing, and they're just being held back by the defense. Not even held back because they're 5-1, but they could be blowing teams out if that defense could stop some people, you know, Adams and you know, when they get Dunlop in there, if he can get some pressure, like if those guys can play even halfway decent, because they're not even playing with their best running back in Carson, who's still out with the foot. He wanted to play but couldn't yesterday. So they still don't even have all their offensive weapons that are lighting people up.
No, you're absolutely right. And Metcalf, it's amazing. And it shows you how good Pete Carroll, John Schneider, and that crew up there draft, because they always find gems, it seems like, in like the third through sixth rounds. Again, Metcalf falls in that draft a couple of years ago. Seattle picks him up. The guy is just an absolute monster right now. I'm looking forward to it for them going into Buffalo next week, and we'll see if my Bills can maybe give a game here. I'm definitely worried about Wilson and their passing offense going the way the Bills have been playing the last few weeks. A couple of college games, Moff. You know, we're going to do a lot of Clemson and Notre Dame all week. I'm sure of it. That is the big game on Saturday. We know that Clemson's not going to have Trevor Lawrence. The Irish are going to come in. It's a top two teams in the top four. Going to be a lot of fun. The thing for me, Mafia, other stuff from Saturday, the Big 12 pretty much is done for the playoff as far as I'm concerned. Oklahoma State was their shot. They've got one loss now. I'd bet my money that they'll lose another game. I'd bet my money that Texas loses another game somewhere down the line. Oklahoma's already lost two games. I think that this year, Mafia, the Big 12, kind of the ship sailed when Oklahoma State couldn't hold a lead against Texas on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, I wanted to punch myself in the face after that game, because going into that game, I actually put on Oklahoma State, and I'm like, how stupid are you? I'm sitting there before the game like, it's Oklahoma State. They always, once you start believing in them, choke. They always blow the game. The same as Texas in the last, you know, decade. The same as just about everybody outside of Oklahoma in that conference. The second you believe in them is the second they blow it. And that's why, you know, last week I knew that Texas game was a trap. I'm like, everyone's talking about Texas being back. Look at this one. And they, you know, so now same situation with Oklahoma State against Texas. And for some reason I bit. And I rolled with Gundy in Oklahoma State, and I don't know why. I was kicking myself. You know, once they started getting down, I'm like, what were you thinking? This, you should have seen this coming. This was what happens every year. And that conference is terrible. They always do it. If it's not Oklahoma, it's nobody. And that's why, you know, the Pac-12 is going to try to sneak in, but they're not going to get there. The Big Ten, you know, they're going to get Ohio State, and that's it, because Penn State already lost, Michigan already lost. It's going to be two SEC. Or at best, maybe two ACC if Notre Dame can beat, you know, Clemson this week, and then Clemson gets back and wins later in the year. Then maybe you get, you know, two ACC. But otherwise, it's going to be two SEC like usual, one Big Ten, one ACC.
I think you're setting up the picture. Me and Smitty were talking about this over the weekend on In Game Live. You know, if Notre Dame beats Clemson on Saturday with no Lawrence, and then they stay undefeated, Clemson stays with one loss, and then Clemson beats them in the ACC title game with Lawrence back, and they both have one loss against each other, It's going to take Mafia either an undefeated Pac-12 team, maybe. I don't think that the Big Ten is going to have another team because they're already starting to eat each other up. You've seen it already.
Right, and Wisconsin's season's done too with the COVID.
Yes, they're not going to be able to make those games up. That's going to be a problem for them. I don't think that the SEC is going to be able to get that second team either. I just don't. I don't. If Georgia played Alabama again, I don't think that they would beat them. I don't think that Florida will beat Alabama. I think Alabama is going to be the one team to stand at all. So that's going to leave Mafia these two undefeated teams from out of, you know, out on the outside that are going to try to make claims. One is Cincinnati in the American. I think that they we'll see. If they go undefeated and everybody else has a loss or two, maybe. And BYU's undefeated, Mafia. I'm tired of BYU. They better come out and whack Boise State this week because they've played nobody. Western Kentucky, Louisiana Tech. They blow everybody out every week. Boise's the only good game they got, Mafia. They better go get it done this week. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High, and Mafia here with you all week long. We will come back and wrap it up with Morenci on a Monday night. We'll be Pharrell on the Bench rolls on right after this. And we're back. Pharrell on the Bench, Carver High, and Mafia in for Scotty out all week. Sports Rage late night coming up next. Morenci, what is up, my man? Monday Night Football, bro, Giants and Bucks. The Bucks once again. This is like, you know, they try to get in that tier with everybody else. Everybody starts riding the Bucks, and then they show up at MetLife, and it's like they struggle with this Giant team. Morenci, the 12.5. What happened here, my man?
Yeah, you know what's amazing, Carver, is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are the favorites to win the NFC. And listen, I get it. They're looking good. They get Antonio Brown. They have an explosive offense. You know, they didn't show tonight, but are they really the best team in the NFC? I don't think so. I know Seattle have their defensive problems, but I think Seattle's a lot better than this Tampa team is. Listen, a win is a win, yet they did this against Chicago as well, right? They went on the road, yeah, and they underachieved. I don't know who is anyone really great in the NFL, Kansas City, Pittsburgh.
No.
You look at, you know, we bigged up Tennessee. Tennessee's ran into a wall. Green Bay's run into a wall. Our Buffalo Bills are 6-2, but really haven't looked very good in about a month, to be honest. I mean, really, it looks like, you know, there's Kansas City, Pittsburgh, and Seattle, and everyone else right now.
Yeah, Seattle's the team. Like, they're another one. They have not fallen. They have one loss, and it was an overtime to the Cardinals. They came back and took care of business this week. Maybe, Gabe, we get them to fall off the cliff a little bit in the B-Lo next Sunday. How about that? Maybe that could be their slip up. Let Seattle slip up this Sunday.
Well, you know what? The last time Seattle was in Buffalo, I slipped up and I ended up, I had a real long day, Carver, but I've always said.
Was that the fake field goal game?
This is a game where I ended up watching the second half in the cell underneath the stands. And I've always said, you're not a real member of Bill's Mafia unless you've been in that cell before. I maintain that.
Oh, boy. Sports Rage late night coming up next. Thanks, Gabe. Have a good show, buddy. Carver High, Mafia, in for Scotty all week. Good times tonight. We will see you tomorrow afternoon on Coast to Coast and tomorrow night.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.